That mighty protector of men meant to hold the monster till its life leapt out, knowing the fiend was no use to anyone in Denmark. All of Beowulf's band had jumped from their beds, ancestral swords raised and ready, determined to protect their prince if they could. Their courage was great, but all wasted. They could hack at Grendel from every side, trying to open a path for his evil soul, but their points could not hurt him. The sharpest and hardest iron could not scratch at his skin, for that sin-stained demon had bewitched all men's weapons, laid spells that blunted every moral man's blade. And yet his time had come. His days were over, his death near. Down to hell he would go, swept groaning and helpless to the waiting hands of still worse fiends. Now he discovered, once the afflicter of men, tormentor of their days, what it meant to feud with Almighty God. Grendel saw that his strength was deserting him, his claws bound fast, Yglak's brave follower tearing at his hands. The monster's hatred rose higher, but his power had gone. He twisted in pain, and the bleeding sinews deep in his shoulders snapped. Muscle and bones split and broke. The battle was over. Beowulf had been granted new glory. Grendel escaped, but wounded as he was, he could flee to his den, his miserable hole at the bottom of the marsh, only to die, to wait for the end of all of his days. And after that bloody combat, the Danes laughed with delight. He who had come to them from across the sea, bold and strong-minded, had driven affliction off, purged Herrick clean. He was happy now with the knight's fierce work. The Danes had been served as he'd boasted he'd serve them. Beowulf, a prince of the Geats, had killed Grendel, ended the grief, the sorrow, the suffering forced on Hrothgar's helpless people by a bloodthirsty fiend. No Dane doubted the victory, for the proof, hanging high from the rafters where Beowulf had hung it, was the monster's arm, claw, and shoulder.